Hello. I wanted to share with you some of God's word for women today and focus on a couple of verses from Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. I like the idea of having a series where we talk about God's word, but do it kind of from a women's perspective, a godly woman's perspective. So let's look at what the verses actually entail. These are the verses from the New American Standard Bible, the 1995 edition. And that version says, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. So I want to take a look in this series about how these truths from God's word are relevant to us as women today. First of all, we need to start out with what's the main idea of this letter. We can't just plop into a couple of verses and know where we are. So the verses are in a portion of a letter written by the Apostle Paul to a young pastor named Titus, who was located on the Mediterranean island of Crete. The verses that I just read do not stand on their own, but they occur in the context of Paul's written conversation. And as we study them, we want to determine, always, to determine the author's intended meaning to the very best of our ability. It's not what I think it says, or what you think it says, it's what the author intended it to say that we want to come as close as possible to determining that. Studying the key words that are repeated in this letter help us to understand Paul's main idea. Even before we do that, knowing where it's situated, so I have a slide here that shows you the island of Crete. Crete is right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. If you'll see, it's directly south of Corinth, Greece. So that's the Grecian peninsula. If you see Ephesus and Colossae and Galatia, that is what we would call Turkey today. You can see the coast of Africa, Egypt to the bottom right. And then you'll see the Middle East represented in Jerusalem. So all the blue is the sea, and we have a really beautiful island, Crete, right in the middle of that. Understanding biblical geography and the use of maps are really important as we study scripture because the events that we read about are rooted and grounded in real physical places. And I am much more familiar with the geography of, say, the United States because that's where I've lived. But we need to know, transport ourselves to someplace else where Paul was writing and know how it relates to the verses that we're reading. So that's where we're focused. That's where Titus was, being a pastor on the island of Crete. Keywords are words that are vital to understanding the meaning of the text. Like a key, they unlock the meaning of the text. Often they're repeated in order to convey the author's purpose for writing. They may be repeated throughout a chapter, a segment of a book, or the book as a whole. Every keyword will answer one of these information gathering questions. Who, what, when, where, why, or how. We call those the five W's and an H. Keywords reveal the subjects. Subjects reveal the theme. Keywords that are found in Titus are doctrine, the word sound, and the word deeds. Doctrine comes from the Greek word didaskalia, meaning teaching or instruction. Now, when you look at these slides, I am not a scholar of Greek or Hebrew. I wish I were. These pronunciations come from Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. And as a follower of Christ and as a teacher, I really want to accurately handle the word of truth by attempting to pronounce the words correctly. I will include them on here because I don't know if you are going to be sharing these with someone else. My teaching career and Bible study has been mostly with moms, and I always wanted the moms to be able to give a semblance of pronouncing something correctly for their children's sake. So I will always share with you the pronunciation for the Greek word. So didaskalia for doctrine means teaching or instruction. Doctrine sometimes sounds heavy and hard to understand. Instruction and teaching sound a lot easier to my mind. The next repeated word is deeds. It comes from the Greek word ergon, and it means a work or an act. The third key word we're looking at is the Greek word for sound, hugiaino, meaning whole or healthy. In English, we use it in the phrase to be safe and sound. It always relates to personal righteousness and to spiritual well-being. So the main idea, looking at these three keywords, is that healthy doctrine, sound healthy doctrine, produces healthy spiritual living. That's what we're hoping for as a follower of Christ. Not hoping for, but what we're intent on doing. All right, the theme of the book of Titus can be stated in one sentence. I've just phrased it as the importance of sound doctrine and good deeds. Sound doctrine leads to good deeds. A commentator has said that there is a relationship between what we believe and how we act. Bad theology or philosophy produces a bad society. You cannot live in a correct and productive way if you think or are taught incorrectly. Another commentator has said that Paul wanted Christians to behave consistently with what they profess to believe. This main theme will apply to the verses that we want to study. Paul will give us specifics about how women can be an example of good deeds with purity and doctrine. Here's the theme of Titus, as it appears in chapter 2, verse 7. And also we saw it in Titus 3, verse 8. Those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. For women, it means women who put their faith in God will be deliberately mindful, carefully giving attention to how they live out their relationship with other women in the church. Women who are saved by the grace of God do not instantly become or automatically know how to be godly women, wives, and mothers. We all come out from the influences of a sinful, broken, and godless world. New believers need a church where God's word or sound doctrine is diligently taught every week. They also need coaching and training, modeling, and encouraging in a one-on-one relationship, practical discipling in the skills that make for godly living, living that brings glory to God. In the next lesson, we will be studying what God's word said to Titus about the older women in the church. We're going to look specifically at what should mature women be like in terms of their character? And secondly, what should older women do with their experience, wisdom, and spiritual maturity? Elizabeth Elliot, who's now with the Lord, but was one of my favorite authors, said this, "The fact that I am a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I am a Christian makes me a different kind of woman." Thanks for listening. Goodbye till next time.